Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Catherine Yusoff's A Billion Black Anthropocenes, or NUN, is a short theoretical work in the University of Minnesota Press Forerunner series. Situated at the intersection of environmental humanities, critical race studies, feminist black theory, geography, and earth sciences, the book intervenes in debates about the Anthropocene, the proposed geological epoch in which human activity has become a planetary force. Yusoff argues that common accounts of the Anthropocene often treat humanity as a single, universal agent, while overlooking the racial and colonial histories that made modern extraction, industrialization, and geological knowledge possible. Her purpose is not simply to add race to environmental discussion, but to show that geology, materiality, labor, and colonial violence are already entangled. Through dense conceptual analysis, she reframes the Anthropocene as a racialized formation shaped by slavery, plantations, mining, dispossession, and the production of some populations as less than fully human. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Anthropocene is presented as a racialized history rather than a universal human condition. Yusoff challenges the tendency to describe the Anthropocene as the result of humanity in general. In many environmental accounts, the human species appears as a collective geological force, responsible for climate change, extinction, and planetary transformation. Yusoff argues that this framing hides unequal histories of responsibility and exposure. The infrastructures that produce the modern fossil fuel world were not created by an undifferentiated humanity, but through colonial conquest, enslaved labor, racial capitalism, and the extraction of land and bodies. This matters because a universal Anthropocene can turn historical violence into a neutral species problem. By tracing the color line of the Anthropocene, Yusoff shows that planetary crisis cannot be understood apart from the racial ordering of the world. The book, therefore, shifts attention from abstract human impact to the specific systems that converted Black, Indigenous, and colonized lives into labor, property, and expendable matter. This reframing has consequences for environmental politics. It suggests that climate justice must address historical dispossession and racialized vulnerability, not only emissions, technology, or conservation policy. Secondly, geology is treated as a political grammar that helped organize extraction and colonial power. A central claim of the book is that geology is not a neutral science of rocks, strata, and deep time. Yusoff examines what she calls the grammar of geology, meaning the concepts, classifications, and habits of thought through which the Earth becomes readable, measurable, and available for use. Geological knowledge has enabled mining, surveying, resource mapping, plantation economies, and imperial expansion. The point is not that geology as a discipline is simply false, but that its historical development is tied to practices that separated matter from life and made extraction appear natural. When land is reduced to resource and people are reduced to laboring material, environmental destruction becomes part of a broader racial and colonial order. Yusoff's analysis asks readers to see the mine, the plantation, the railroad, and fossil energy systems as geological as well as political formations. This approach expands the meaning of earth science by showing how concepts of matter and strata can carry social assumptions. It also makes the Anthropocene less a sudden planetary event than the accumulated result of extractive relations. Thirdly, Blackness and the Inhuman expose how racial capitalism turned persons into material. Yusoff uses the language of the inhuman to examine how racialized people were historically placed outside full human recognition while still being central to the making of modernity. Drawing on Black studies and decolonial thought, she connects the extraction of minerals, energy, and land to the extraction of labor from enslaved and colonized peoples. The book emphasizes that racial violence was not only ideological or legal, it was also material. But its bodies were treated as property, labor power, cargo, and replaceable matter within economies that also transformed soil, rock, and fuel into commodities. This connection allows Yusoff to critique accounts of the Anthropocene that mourn a newly damaged planet, without recognizing that many communities have long lived within worlds structured by catastrophe. Blackness in the book is not used as a simple identity category, but as a way to analyze how the modern world produced zones of disposability. By foregrounding this history, Yusoff shows that environmental crisis has always been tied to questions of whose life is counted, whose suffering is backgrounded, and whose material existence is made available for extraction. Fourthly, deep time and earth memory are used to rethink archives of violence and resistance. The book reworks the idea of geological time by asking what histories are stored in earth materials, landscapes, and extractive sites. Standard geological thinking often emphasizes vast temporal scales that dwarf human history. Yusoff does not reject deep time, but she questions how it can make colonial violence appear small, distant, or irrelevant. Instead, she treats the Earth as an archive that bears traces of slavery, mining, plantation agriculture, forced movement, and environmental transformation. This archive is not limited to written records. It includes soils, rocks, residues, infrastructures, and altered landscapes that hold the afterlives of colonial practice. The concept is important because it resists the separation between natural history and human history. If the Earth records racialized extraction, then geological materials are also political witnesses. This perspective opens a different way to think about repair. Reparative environmental work cannot simply restore nature to an imagined pure state, because landscapes have been shaped through layered histories of violence and survival. Yusof therefore links memory, materiality, and justice without reducing them to symbolic commemoration. Lastly, the book's method is a dense interdisciplinary intervention into environmental humanities. A Billion Black Anthropocenes or None is not a conventional environmental history or a policy book. It is a compact theoretical essay that moves between geography, geology, Black feminist thought, critical race theory, decolonial analysis, and the environmental humanities. Its strength lies in forcing fields that are often separated to confront one another. Earth science becomes accountable to colonial history, while race theory becomes a way to understand material and planetary processes. The book's style is conceptually dense, which can make it demanding for readers seeking linear argument, empirical case studies, or practical prescriptions. That density is part of its intellectual form. Yusof is trying to unsettle the vocabulary through which geology and the Anthropocene are usually discussed. The work is especially significant because it questions the basic categories of environmental thought, including humanity, matter, nature, resource, and time. Rather than offering a broad survey, it provides a concentrated framework for reinterpreting familiar environmental debates. Its contribution is therefore methodological as much as argumentative, giving scholars and artists a vocabulary for analyzing racialized geologies. In conclusion, A Billion Black Anthropocenes or None is best suited for readers already interested in environmental humanities, critical geography, Black studies, decolonial theory, indigenous studies, feminist theory, or debates about the Anthropocene. It can also benefit artists, activists, and researchers concerned with climate justice who want a sharper account of how environmental crisis is connected to colonialism and racial capitalism. The book is intellectually useful because it changes the level at which the Anthropocene is analyzed. Instead of treating the problem mainly as carbon emissions, industrial modernity, or human impact, Yusof asks how the very categories of geology, matter, resource, and humanity were formed through racialized extraction. That makes the book stand out from many works on climate and planetary change, which often focus on scientific diagnosis, ethical responsibility, or policy response. Yusof's contribution is more foundational and more unsettling. She argues that environmental thought must confront the historical production of the inhuman and the geological. Afterlives of slavery and colonialism. Readers should expect a demanding theoretical text rather than an accessible overview. Its value lies in its precision of critique and its ability to make the Anthropocene appear less like a neutral epoch name and more like a contested archive of racialized Earth. Relations. If you would like to support Catherine Yusof, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.